Vikings wide receivers coach, George Stewart. You've been through many, many off-season programs and training camps, so you know what looks good and what doesn't look good. How does the Vikings offense look right now?
Well, I can speak only for the guys that I work with. You know, North Turner is our coordinator. He's the one that speaks for our offense. But the guys that we have a good young group. I know the concerns have been with veteran leadership. You know, Jarius Wright has been here for 5 years. You know, Cordarrelle Patterson for four, Adam Thielen for four, Stephon Diggs for two, and Charles Johnson for three. So we have a young nucleus, but they have been well taught in the terms of leadership. You got to remember, we had Greg Jennings here at one time. We had Mike Wallace here a year ago. So those younger players have picked up, and the only way you can grow is to do it for yourself, and Jarius has done a great job leading this group.
Yeah, and he is the senior most member of your crew, and it might be easy to forget about Jarius this time of year, but it feels like when we get into games, right. I mean, you see Jarius all the time.
No, Jarius has made a ton of plays. You can go back when Rick Spielman drafted Jarius out of Arkansas. We had Percy Harvin here, and Percy went down with an ankle injury. I think Jarius' first game, he had over 100 yards receiving. And he has made plays for us, won a game for us a couple years ago against the Jets on a walk-off screen for about 89 yards, and he has made big plays for us. And he is a good guy for that leadership role. And we talk about leadership by committee with Charles Johnson coming back from that rib injury and having a guy like Cordarrelle Patterson, which has had his best offseason since he's been here. We've been very fortunate.
You know, you mentioned Charles Johnson, and when you stand on the sidelines and watch practice, I mean, Charles Johnson looks every bit the part of what you want out of a receiver. I know maybe an injury slowed him down a little bit last year, but if Charles Johnson is healthy, why not?
Well, we're looking for big things out of Charles. Remember 2 years ago, he was really exceptional in terms of coming over from Cleveland, playing for us, and made big plays in the red zone. And we're looking for those things out of Charles. And again, he's healthy. And Mike, I don't know if you ever had a rib injury, but those things are extremely painful, especially for a receiver going across the middle, extending his arms. And he's fully healthy, and he had a good spring as well.
How about the catch he made at Soldier Field last year?
Unbelievable catch. And I still remember the comment the defensive back had. He never saw Charles come. He said that would be the easiest interception I ever had. And Charles came out of nowhere. But big catch, helps to win the football game, or causes to win the football game, and did a great job. But again, that's a young man that was not playing very much because of Stephon Diggs' emergence, and made a big play for us.
Where are you on Stephon Diggs? No, because rookie fifth rounder, no one pays attention to him, comes onto the scene and does great, and now here he is in his second year. So you're probably proud of how he played last year, but you also have high expectations for him. So where are you with him?
We have high expectations of all our players, number one. That's one of Coach Zimmer's deals, is making sure that we do a great job of coaching our young players. Stephon made plays for us last year. Again, he was a fifth-round pick. Probably wasn't a fifth-round talent, but at fifth-round pick, he should have probably got drafted higher. But we're very fortunate to have him. Rick Spielman and his staff did a great job of looking through the weeds and finding Stephon Diggs. But he played extremely well for us last year, and he's done a great job this offseason with the rest of our veteran players.
Laquon Treadwell, your first-round rookie. Mm-hmm. Now, Vikings fans have a skewed view of how rookie wide receivers can impact a game because one of the best rookie seasons of all time by a receiver was Randy Moss here in 98.
Right.
But historically, receivers have, it takes them a year or two, right?
Right.
So how do you manage Laquon Treadwell that way?
Laquon is a young man that has come here from Ole Miss, and he has spent time in the playbook. He has developed himself into a good player so far. He's a good learner, and we're bringing him along slowly. And he's going to be a good player for us as he goes forward. The biggest thing about him that Coach Zim has always talked about is his toughness, his ability to make difficult catches, and he's done those things since he's been here. And like I said, we're expecting big things from Laquon, and he continues to do those things according to training camp. He has a chance to help us down the road.
You know, a lot of players look great in shorts and helmets.
Right.
But Laquon, is he a player who is actually going to look better when pads are on?
Absolutely, because that's his game. We talked today after the workout this morning, and he was ready to get in those pads. He's a big body, 6'2", 225 pounds, and he's able to dominate in the red zone. He's able to dominate across the middle. And again, you go back and look at his tape at Ole Miss. He came off a severe ankle injury within 8 months, and he's still playing. So that tells you the kind of toughness that he has.
Cordarrelle Patterson. Mm-hmm. He's gotten a lot of praise from Coach Zimmer and from Rick of late,
right,
just for the way he's handled the offseason.
Right.
And Coach Zimmer admits, I've been hard on the guy at times, but he's looking really good this offseason. So I'd like to hear what your thoughts are.
Well, we all have, in terms of being hard on Cordarrelle, because obviously the talent is there. And the thing that our fans or people don't realize, there's a young man that didn't play much college football as a receiver. He was a gadget guy. You know, you put him here, you run in reverse, you throw him a quick screen, throw him a bubble, you sit him deep. He's never learned position. The last 3 years, he has been learning position. Now he has kind of mastered the spot. And I'm very glad to see Cordero make that next step. He's had a great spring. We're looking for those things to transform, transition to the into the fall and see where he is.
Moritz Boehringer was the story of day three of the draft. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was hyped up and built up a lot. But the learning curve is sharp here for any player coming into the league, let alone a foreign-born player coming here. So how do you evaluate his progress? I mean, you know, you said every player has high expectations here. But he's a special case. So how do you handle
that? He
is
a special case because he didn't grow up playing football. He grew up playing soccer. And he was a young man that has athletic ability. We draft him based on his physical skills. He's a young man that has come in here. The language barrier has not been a problem. He is extremely smart. The thing that we have to do with Moritz is continue to teach him football because he has not had the football that the rest of these young men have had. So he's a little bit behind. But from a standpoint of where he is, he's a young man that's going to come to training camp in a couple of weeks, and it's going to surprise a lot of people.
All right, man. Thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.